This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The polls are open for a few more hours in Britain, where voters are deciding on a new government. Indications for weeks have indicated the Conservatives, led by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, will be going down to a significant defeat after 14 years in power. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis program from London and set the scene.
There are indications across the country that polling stations have been about as busy as normal for a general election. The polls, of course, indicate that Britain is heading for a change of government. The last poll taken before general election day gave Labour a majority of some 212 seats. Now, that would be the biggest majority they have ever enjoyed, and you'd have to go back centuries to find a result where the Conservatives did so badly.
That's correspondent Henry Ridgewell reporting. A source with an Israeli negotiating team told the Reuters news agency Thursday there is a real chance of achieving a deal with Hamas on the release of hostages. The source said a proposal put forward by Hamas includes a very significant breakthrough after the Palestinian militant group presented a revised proposal for a deal via mediators to Israel's government. A different Israeli official confirmed an early report that an Israeli delegation to the talks will be led by the boss of the Mossad intelligence agency. Meanwhile, in a video statement, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer cautioned that Israel will not end the war until all of its goals are met.
Again and again, Hamas has prevented a hostage deal and continues to unreasonably demand that the IDF exit the Gaza Strip and end the war in a way that leaves Hamas's reign of terror intact